Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let
Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Joel Burks, and today is Wednesday, December the 30th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide. So each day we have all been reading, that is the staff, has been reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn. You will be hearing my thoughts on the passage of scripture and the hymn read aloud from our Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is a personal favorite of mine, Joy to the World. And the first stanza goes like this. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. You know the rest. Our scripture today comes from Psalm 19. So if you have your copy of scripture, please get it out and let's begin. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. And it raises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of my transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Just this last year, I received one of my favorite gifts ever given to me for my birthday. It was a pair of concert tickets. These tickets would allow me to get in to see the band that had inspired me as a young man to become a musician. I was so excited to get these tickets. It seemed in the moment like my parents had never spent so much money on me. As I opened the envelope that held the tickets, I could feel the anticipation rising as all of my family members leaned in and watched. I pulled the tickets out and couldn't help but shout with excitement. I was finally going to see my 16-year-old self's favorite band. My enthusiasm in that moment couldn't be contained, and all I got was a pair of tickets. The band is called the Jonas Brothers, by the way. Psalm 19 paints a picture for us of a different kind of enthusiasm, one that is put forth by the created world around us. Reading Psalm 19 within the context of the Christmas season caused me to think about what the earth's praise might have been like on that night that Jesus was born, if we could have only been there to hear the song that night. Even still, just the mental image of God the Son coming down to his creation, which he spoke into existence, by the way, is one that gives me reason to celebrate during this time of the year. How did the earth acknowledge his coming, though? Did it praise the Lord like we do? I would posit that there are many things that we just can't know. However, Scripture helps us to see that the earth is in fact worshiping. Psalm 19 verses 3 through 4 tells us that the earth has no speech, but its words go to the end of the world. We also know from Paul's writing in Romans 8:22 that creation can feel things very deeply. Paul writes in his letter that the earth feels the pains of childbirth as it waits to be redeemed through Christ's return. Jesus even tells us that if we don't worship him, the rocks will cry out in our place. I, for one, am convinced that there is more than enough evidence that the world around us is in active participation of the worship of our Lord. Creation is a testament to the might and majesty of our God. This world around us is his masterpiece. And just as you and I were created to worship God, this world lives out this calling as well. Isaiah 55 verse 12 looks forward to the day of creation's redemption. It says, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Does this not sound just like the worship services we attend every Sunday? Creation doesn't exist to be praised, which is what some people believed in the ancient world, but rather it exists to praise God and to show us his character. This season, join in with creation's song. This season, join in with creation's song. Don't let the rocks out sing you. Amen.